Welcome to the First Truth Media Podcast. I'm your host, Gus.
And I am his co-host, Steve.
Steve, can you explain to the viewers and listeners what this podcast is?
This is the Truth from the Youth podcast, where we focus on telling the truth from the youth. We focus on current events with a perspective from America's youth.
Cool.
Okay.
So our subjects today are Agenda 21 and what it is and how it's affecting you.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, though, I'd like to take a minute to mention our sponsors. First is Mrs. Bacigalupi. She started this whole thing, but really who started it was Camp Constitution, because that's how we all were brought here. Camp Constitution is a camp that happens once a year in the summer. It's great. It's really fun. Go check out campconstitution.net on Google.
Yep. So, and you mentioned Mrs. Bacigalupi. Mrs. Bacigalupi is the project leader for the Agenda 21 Challenge, where she has a group. There's three of us. Two of us are in this room right now. And we educate people about what Agenda 21 is, which is what we're doing right now.
Well, Steve, you mentioned Camp Constitution, and also I did mention Camp Constitution, too. Maybe the viewers want to know how we met?
Yeah, so I got a free scholarship to Camp Constitution in 2018 for getting the highest score out of a group of, like, 15 people on their test. Yeah, the applause. Woo. And, so Gus gave me a ride because it's all the way up in, it was all the way up in Massachusetts, and that's pretty far away from where I live. So we, hung out and we met
bonded
each other.
Over the ride.
Yeah.
Bonded. And, over the trip. It was a good old jolly old time.
Yeah, so 2 years later, one year later, I went back because I liked it so much. Yeah. Mrs. Bacigalupi presented a challenge to the camp. And Gus and I were two of the takers, where we would educate people about Agenda 21. And I mean, it was pretty fun.
This is how we're doing it. We're educating you guys through our mouth noises to your ears.
Exactly. So Gus was like, we should do a podcast. So I said, sure, that sounds fun. And here we are, a year later. Who knew it would be this hard? But anyways, we should probably get into what Agenda 21 is.
Well, you do it best, and I'll say how it's affecting you.
Yeah, you can just jump in whenever you want. Okay, so Agenda 21 is a document. It was made at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, which happened in the year of 1992. It was championed by the United Nations. Yes. And it's a document. It's like 300 pages. It's detailing it's the agenda for the 21st century, as Mrs. Bacigalupi likes to call it, the agenda to one world government. Its full name is United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, and it details how to eliminate world poverty and hunger, and it's sort of a socialist document. How to move, and essentially, it sounds really great from the outside.
And how to be sustainable.
Yeah.
How to run off of solar power and all of that. Mm-hmm.
It's got sections about moving to net zero by the year like 2050 or so. And it has sections about like property. So like, I know this person, or Mrs. Bacigalupi knows this person who is construction.
Construction.
And he's trying to build some houses on a property, and there's a tiger salamander, which is an endangered species, I believe, or it's rare species, that lives on the area. So he has spent $20 million just over this tiger salamander. It's almost as if the tiger salamander has more rights than him, and that is sort of part of Agenda 21.
Yeah, it's pretty outlandish what I'm gonna say, but it is. Technically, if you look deep enough, it is one world order. They are trying to control you with, like, bike paths. That's part of Agenda 21. They're trying to control you, make it normal for you to controlled by them. They're trying to make it normal.
Yeah.
And just like plastic bags, paper bags, they're changing it over and over and over again. I mean, it's wiggity-whack. I mean,
it's pretty wiggity-whack. So, on their website, if you go to the United Nations website and look up Agenda 21, it's right there. They say, and I quote, Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally.
How are they doing that?
That's what I was going to say. Sorry. So, we should probably start small. So, locally. What are they doing locally? They're, like, the incident with the tiger salamanders. Mm-hmm. There's people being kicked off their property just for having, like, an endangered species there. They're seizing areas with, like, perceived to be, like, natural to the environment or something. I'm not...
Bike paths.
Yeah, bike paths. It just goes bike paths.
That's all I know.
But, it's locally. They're trying to plant, like, sort of leaders to enforce these laws of sustainability. And,
it happens all around us. Yeah. I'm pretty sure my town, I'm not going to mention what town I live in, but it has signed off to it, and there's bike paths everywhere.
Bike paths. So it's like, just for example, you go to the store, and you can't use a plastic grocery bag because it's bad for the environment.
Yeah. What is that? Mrs. Bocciaglubi has a store. Yeah. She was running, and it started to rain, so she went into the store, bought some things that she wanted to get when she went on the run, and she couldn't buy a plastic bag, and she had to get a paper bag. When she got back to her to whatever destination she was going to, everything just basically fell out. The bag was soaking. Everything just... Yeah. Just terrible.
It's just horrible. Simple things like that forcing you to use a reusable bag. It's like, this is America, and I can use a piece of plastic to hold my groceries if I wish, okay?
This is the land of the free.
The land of the free and of the plastic bags. If you'll look around, yeah.
Bike paths.
If you look around in this coronavirus time, you can see people being forced to wear masks.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm raising my hand. Which has been proven it's unhealthy to breathe in the stuff you blow out. Yeah. It's unhealthy. It hurts. It hurts you mentally and physically.
Yeah. It's very bad. I was just volunteering today at the zoo, and it's like 100 degrees outside today. It's like 100 degrees outside today, and I had to wear a mask all the day. It sucked.
Yeah, what is it? Also, the masks that they're giving out and stuff, it hurts the top of my nose. When I have to wear them, I get like a skin.
Yeah, I have glasses, so I can't breathe in a mask or it'll just fog it up.
That must suck.
It's kind of funny, but
just
also
your breath all day.
Yeah, it's incredibly inconvenient. What were we talking about? Agenda 21. Next, after locally, comes nationally. So that's pretty simple. Think of locally on a scale of an entire nation. So America. You can see it with the likes of Bernie Sanders trying to offer free college to everyone. It's a socialist sort of thing, saying that...
Sleepy.
Yeah, that the government is responsible for everyone. It's the opposite of a capitalistic society, where the government's just giving handouts to anyone who hasn't worked for it, really.
Yeah, making the people who work hard get less, the people who don't work hard
get
the same amount,
yeah. So that's sort of the national thing. If you look nationally, more examples, what?
Nothing, sorry. I thought I saw a bird outside.
Oh, wow, bird. Nationally, I don't know, I'm struggling with nationally, man.
They're my favorite birds.
Oh, we should, like, regionalism. If you look at, like, regionalism, it's, actually, we probably shouldn't get into regionalism on this podcast. That's kind of...
We'll save that for another time.
Yeah. Okay, so, nationally. We did a bad job of explaining it. Google exists. Globally is probably the scariest of them all. Under the global part of Agenda 21, everyone would be under the same government. It would be a socialist government, and everyone would be equal. I was watching this clip from another podcast the other day. And it was this guy. He said, the argument that socialism will work, it just hasn't yet, is it's not true.
Yeah.
He had this great quote. I think the guy's name was Naval Rakete. He was on Joe Rogan. He said, 40 million dead, but let's keep trying. I thought that was hilarious.
That's bad.
It's not good. But he said that socialism has never worked. No one's going to give up what they worked for.
No one, ever.
To someone else, without violence.
I'd like to talk about how
Greta Thunberg's being used as a political pawn.
Okay, you talk.
Well, Stephen's mother works with people with Asperger's.
She used to, yeah.
She used to. And she knows their behaviors and what they do and how they feel. And he told me when we were fixing something, yeah, that they feel very, very passionate about whatever they talk about. So, you know how all these congressmen and all these people are talking about global warming and how they're like, well, yeah, we're all going to die. Nothing. She's trembling in her boots. She's like, we're all going to die. We're all going to burn alive. The sky's going to turn green. Water's going to turn yellow. Yeah. We're all going to die.
Like, it's up in the air whether Al Gore actually believes this or he's doing it for money. But, like, with her, you know she believes it.
Yeah,
and she like, actually thinks she's going to die.
Yeah, that's so horrible that they're using her as... And you know why they're using her, right?
Because, yeah, child. I mean, no one wants... Yeah, exactly. Like, there's 525 dudes in suits. Well, not all dudes in suits in Congress, and no one wants to hear it from them, so...
They want to hear it from an innocent little girl that thinks the whole world's going to die.
Yeah.
The whole world is going to die.
Basically.
Other than Al Gore, you know.
Yeah. He's going to space, right?
Going to space.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like, we caught for a second, and I was telling Gus how I feel like, I don't think I explained Agenda 21 very good. Like, I have the idea in my head, but I didn't vocalize it very well, so I'm just gonna do that again. Agenda 21 is, it is a document, I said that, made at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in 1992. It actually has no legal power, it's just a plan of action that sort of details how to move to net zero carbon, one world government, no world hunger, no world poverty, stuff like that. And those aren't those sound like great things. They sound like amazing things. But what happens is, in the process to do that, it's actually impossible. Exactly, yeah. Like, moving to net zero carbon means no cars, everyone is on a bike path.
No television. I can't watch me TV.
I think you could watch TV.
Can't watch NFL. That suck, man.
TV is not... Okay, whatever. TV is... That would be net zero Wi-Fi, fam. So, to move to net zero carbon, you need to stop breathing. Remember that thing about the cows farting? That created, like, a lot of carbon for some reason? That was a huge problem. You'd need to get rid of all the animals.
Which, the cows don't do that. That's legitimate. Like, they do, but, like, it's not affecting us that extreme.
Yeah.
Whatever you go on.
Carbon is good. It's what we breathe. It's... I mean, it's part of life. It's what makes plants grow.
Mm-hmm.
You need it.
We breathe out carbon.
Exactly.
And what we breathe out is what the plants, trees, grass breathes, and they breathe out oxygen.
Yes, exactly. It's recycled. And, what was I going to say? I forgot it. I was talking about carbon. I lost my train of thought.
We need to describe these people what Agenda 21 is.
Yeah.
So after this podcast, they're like,
I know what Agenda 21 is. So,
So if I ever talk to, like, Greta Thunberg or Al Gore, I'll be like, I could talk to them about something.
Exactly.
Get them in a little scuffle.
A scuffle? Like, fight them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, I really forgot what I was saying.
Well, you want me to talk, huh?
Yeah, you can talk about
it. I was going to talk about Greta Thunberg. Like I said, she has Asperger's, and she goes to this school, right? And you know the No School Fridays where they go and protest about...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she actually doesn't go off school. Whoa. Mind blowing, right? Well, she goes to this school for people with mental disorders.
Developmental disabilities.
Yeah. Well, they have this certain rule where if you take... Like, if you go on... You can go on vacations, but you just need to tell the teachers.
Yeah, if you just don't feel like going to school.
Yeah. Well, they have this thing where you can go on vacations, but you can just take your book and you'll be still doing school.
Yeah.
So, well, it might not be for sure that she's not doing it. It's kind of, like, if you just put it together, she's just bringing her books around.
Yeah.
And, like, also, have you ever seen, like, the kids around her for all these... for all of her speeches and stuff? They're all kids with blue beanies on, and some people believe that they're trained assassins, ready to kill.
That would be point. That's pretty interesting.
I don't know for a fact.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a fact.
I've heard that before.
Unconfirmed.
Not confirmed at all. That's crazy.
Kids, that's what I just said.
4 year olds ready to kill it.
They're not four. High schoolers. Okay.
What else was I gonna say? Yeah, you know that one speech, "How dare you?"
Yeah.
Tear it up, man.
Exactly. Looked yeah.
Really sad. She was having a mental breakdown.
Imagine if you actually thought the world was gonna end.
It'd be pretty scary.
Yeah, it would.
I would be so scared.
Yeah.
Imagine the mindset she has. "Oh, I love you, Grandma. In 2 years, you're gonna die."
Well, that's
pretty crazy.
That's really grim.
That is grim.
This is like the third strike where we still haven't really explained very well what Agenda 21 is. Agenda 21 is, I've already explained to you where it come from, it's not a binding document, but it is a plan to move to all of those things I mentioned.
And these men who are that have made this,
yes, they're
giving the people who own whatever land or whatever states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're convincing them to implement it.
Yeah, bribes, possibly. Yeah. Unconfirmed. Maybe. The way Agenda 21 is implemented is through local, national, and global means. That's what we've said earlier. Well, but, again, I don't think we explained it that well. So, locally, you would have, a mayor. Your mayor would be instituting a law that says that all grocery stores in your city now have to use reusable bags. That would be an example of Agenda 21 being implemented locally. Or your city saying that everyone, a very extreme example, everyone has to have a
face mask.
Yeah, or a net carbon of zero. Wait, or they'll be fined.
Yeah, they're trying to make some cities, some people believe,
yeah,
they're trying to make some cities only ride bikes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
I don't like riding bikes.
Okay,
you go on.
Yeah, locally, so these seem like great things, at least from the view of if you believe in climate change, having net carbon would be great, but it would also mean you would not have a car, you can't have any cows.
I like my beef.
Oh no, my cows. Ooh. Okay, moving to national, you would have your president or vice, sorry, not vice, or I don't know, what do they have in Canada?
Leaders.
No, I know what it's called.
I don't know. I don't live in Canada. I live by Canada.
It'll come to me. So, you have your president. We'll just take president, for example. And they implemented on a broader scale, saying that, you have to have a net zero carbon or you'll be taxed. These examples are very good.
Climate change. Am yeah. I right?
So, you need to be sustainable completely. Or that you will be fined if you're hurting the environment in any way. And on a national scale, it kind of gets more scary because nationally, the United Nations, presumably, would be governing the entire world. It would be all made by the United Nations. And they would control everything. And if you ask me, that's just not very cash money.
It's
just not.
It's wiggity whack, man.
If you have a one-world government, a one-world socialist government, the world would be over in, 30 years, man. Yes.
I believe. Me, personally.
Yeah.
Not some people. Me personally.
Okay.
I believe all of these things lead to one-world government.
Yes.
One-world order. And that's me personally, all of these things that I've heard and I've watched and I've read, to me personally, I think it all leads to one world order. And I just don't think that's...
Yes, at the most extreme, one world order. And at the least extreme, infringement on your rights of property, so-and-so.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to cut this podcast pretty soon here, so...
Yeah,
prepare for an ending.
Well, it's the 22-minute mark. And we want to aim for these podcasts to be half an hour, but at this first podcast, we just want it to be, a little taste test of what this is.
Yeah, we don't want you guys to be listening to, a bunch... If it's bad to you guys, we don't want you guys to be listening to, a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, so we're not...
We're in Milan.
We're not that
bad. One world order.
One world order. Bike paths. Volunteering.
Bike paths. Yeah. That's all I believe.
So we are about to... we're going to cut this podcast. Bye.
It's been a nice run.
A nice...
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.